traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
Microphone check, microphone check, microphone check. Yizzer, we are live. It is Wednesday. I'm literally recording this like a la última hora, la merita hora. I'm headed to Oklahoma City as soon as I'm done uploading this and recording this. So many little things to get done right before you hit the road. Whew, Lord have mercy. But thank y'all so much for tuning in, man. I'm locked in. I'm here. I'm recovering from 4th of July, big dog. Why is my computer asking me so many questions? This phone number was so okay. Damn, leave me alone right now, son. I'm trying to record a show. 4th of July was lit. We had a good old time at the house. This cigar here was so delicious. Man, I don't know, dog. I'm gonna have to just take this to OKC with me and puff on it a little bit before I hit the stage, big dog. Because I'm not Dave Chappelle. They're not finna let me just fire up in the club. And, you know, my wife won't let me fire up in here because this is a whole cigar. You know, I'm assuming, right? I'm new to the cigar game. But from what I hear, that's some stuff you do outdoors. We about to go in, man. We got so much to talk about. My wife and I, we went to go see Sound of Freedom. I took my 14-year-old. Some other family members went as well. But my immediate family is me, my wife, and my 14-year-old. But let's get into it, man. Let's talk about all the things. Shout out to this Jocko Willink Go. Jocko Fuel dietary supplement. I'm going to give it a shot, man. This is real energy, zero crash. Because, you know, I do got to drive. I do got a long drive tonight. So this is Afterburner Orange. They're not sponsors of the show. But I'm gonna give it a shot, man, just so the show could be lit. It got, man, it looked pretty good. Ingredients look pretty good. I ain't gonna lie. So we're gonna give it a little shot, see what it's talking about. And who knows, man, they might be a sponsor one day. So saz dale, guys. Let's go in. Let me see if I can get Twitter up on this screen right here. Let me see if I can figure this out. Share screen, I guess. Sorry, I should have had this ready, huh? Share screen. I don't want to share my whole screen. Yeah. Let's just share Twitter right there. Damn, the whole screen, bro. I don't want the whole screen. Lord have mercy. Oh, there I am. Okay. Bear with me, ladies and gentlemen. But hey, shout out to Dan Riz One. I was on his podcast and look at this nice little thing, man. He's like, here you go, bro. I whipped this up for you, man. Got you. Your podcast, your other podcast down here, the graphics, it got your picture on it. It fits perfectly, brother. I appreciate it. You can see that I'm going to be in Oklahoma City tomorrow, then McAllen, Texas, featuring for Willie Barcena. And you know what, man? There was a little hater in the comments on Willie's page. Let me tell you how the left operates, bro, because this person was triggered by the way I voted in 2020. And instead of saying, you know what, I'm boycotting Chingo Bling right now, or I don't like this dude, or whatever, he took it upon himself to basically leave a comment on Willie's page and was like, I was going to come see the show, but I seen Chingo's on the lineup, so I'm going to have to pass because Chingo has stolen so much from hip-hop culture, and then he turned around and voted for Trump, and he called our people this and that. And we know ain't none of them type of people coming through right now. And da, 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 da. I was like, yo, I just kept my mouth shut, man, because it's on Willie's page, man. That's the OG. I said, man, let me just stay out of it. And I think Willie just hit him up like, hey, man, hope you reconsider. Keep an open mind. Like, I won't be talking politics with people. Yada, 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 yada. But that's some hating ass shit, bro. That is some super hater stuff. That's some super hater stuff. Like you going out of your way to basically, in a way, you trying to plant a seed in Willie's head and be like, hey, don't hire this dude no more. Don't work with this dude. And they're going to keep doing that. Like every time a comedy club says, hey, we having Chingo Bling coming to San Diego, Chingo Bling coming to Denver, Chingo Bling coming to San Antonio, or whatever it may be. You got these little bots, these little NPCs that they want to take it to the next level. Like they want some kind of like revenge, I guess. Instead of just saying, hey, I don't agree with his politics, I'm not going to go. They want to make it known to the comedy club, like, y'all better not have this dude here in this venue. But anyway, let's see what this Jocko, ¿cómo se llama este pedo? They say it's keto-friendly, sugar-free. My favorite phrase from Jocko Willink, I want to get a little sign, maybe put it on that wall, like maybe a whole flag or something. I don't know, maybe in a garage. I got to organize a garage first. But I like his saying, discipline equals freedom. That shit is deep, but it's true. All right, here we go. Okay, not too bad. Afterburner orange. It kind of does have like that little, like that, you know, the ice cream truck, that little paleta. You know, y'all know what I'm talking about? Y'all know what I'm talking about? Not the red, white, and blue ones. Somebody leave it in the comments. Somebody, this is the public episode. By the way, I was going to go live on the RPT Studios YouTube where you can get your free public episode every Wednesday. Pero I guess since it's a new channel or something, they're like, nah, cuh, you got to wait. You can't enable that. All right, let's give this another taste. You got vitamins in it, electrolytes, nootropics, L-theanine. La madre, whole herb extract, whole herb extract, Bacopa Monieri. I have no idea what that is. It has alpha GPC. It has L-theanine, which I know that I know what that is because I got a little supplement for that. That's like for I think that's for focus. That must be part of the focus part. And then you got magnesium. I know that one's real good as a mineral. It like calms you down. So I guess this thing will have you hype and calm at the same time. Mm-mm-mm. All right. The homie, Rob GTV is, texting me right now. He and I are, recording Thursday's Patreon exclusive episode and Friday's Patreon exclusive episode. We're going to knock that out in the morning via Zoom. So I'll be like in a hotel room somewhere. But hey, let's get into this right here, Big Don. I just tweeted John Leguizamo. I was like, huh? Please explain. I retweeted where what was that boy talking about? He basically said he don't know what a woman is. I'll show you that tweet in a minute. But first, it's been 2 days since cocaine was found in the White House. Come on, son. Bro, whose yayo y'all think that was, bro? Whose base was that? Somebody let me know in the comments what you think. This is the public episode, so we got to tread lightly. Come on, bro. Y'all think if Trompitas, if they found a little bit of that yayo while Trompitas was in the people's house, while Trump and them was in the White House, come on, bro. The media would have had a field day. They'd have been like, Donald Trump, bring that ass here. They'd have been on MSNBC. This is the death of democracy. This is atrocious. This is the kind of character of these MAGA trumpets. I got to watch what I say before the algorithm trips out and thinks I'm insulting people. But the mainstream media would have had a cow. They'd have been like, this is why we need to see all his bank records and his taxes. And this is why he got to be, you know, super, double, triple impeached. And they didn't like all that world peace we had. They didn't like all that stability. They didn't like that strong border, that national security. We're going to talk about the border in a minute. That's a major story, my boy. But yeah, man, I just think it's funny how, you know, I guess they kind of cover in the story and they're just like, well, you know, somebody over there has some cocaine on them. They kind of putting it out there, kind of almost like saying like, all right, Brandon, either you're going to step down, like it's like they're inching towards kicking him out. Like, all right, Big Don, we finna get Kamala up in here, or what you doing? Oh, what's that little? These energy drinks, sometimes they be having a little. What is that from? The potassium? What is that? The vitamin B12 doing that? What's that? Hang on, it's time for another sip. Oh, yeah. It's going to be a good episode. Medio ASMR, carnal. Let's see what else, man. Shout out to Jack Posobiec, bro. He always, if you ain't got a lot of time and you got to hurry up and just peep game and see what the hell's going on in the world, Jack Posobiec is pretty on point. I feel like, man, this news in France is so crazy. It's so groundbreaking. France, it looked like they having a refugee problem. It looked like they a little bit too diverse. These Western Europeans, I guess they were trying to be nice, like the leaders, and they kind of brainwashed the white people out there with white guilt, maybe make them feel bad about their privilege. And they took it upon themselves to import all these people, all these type of Muslims, all these type of like the ones that the Middle East don't want, the ones that's like, hey, bro, y'all could take, how many y'all could take right now? Germany, how many you want? You know what I'm saying? So all of a sudden, a lot of these countries are having a lot of problems, especially France. France is on types of all kinds of fire. They're on top of all kinds of fire. It looked like war. It looked like a whole attack out there. Some people say it looked like a little bit of a civil, like a little CW. But they're burning stuff up. They got all type of buku guns. It looked like the summer of love. You know, some would say fiery, but mostly peaceful. France, they might have overdid it with trying to be too woke and too nice. And we've already seen how illegals have been weaponized. And that's going to come full circle as we talk about our southern border and how that thing is wide open, bro. Like, people that don't pay attention to the subject, man, they have no idea who's coming through, what age, military age, where they seen them at, how they know how to get to that one area. Like, for example, how is it that allegedly Border Patrol themselves are getting a phone call from the Capitol saying, hey, bro, we don't like all that little razor wire right there that Texas DPS put up. Cut that shit. And now here come, you know what I'm saying? I don't know if it's the ones that's just trying to do their job, I guess, getting along, going along to get along. But there are literally sections of the border that, come on, man, you know who got control of them. It ain't us. And people coming with instructions. They giving people rape kits. They got maps. They got maps out there by the Darien Gap in Panama. Like, it's a whole industrial thing. And sometimes when you tell a normie, like, hey, bro, we already getting invaded. Like, we literally invaded. It's happening right now. They'll be like, no, it's not. Like, what are you talking about, bro? The border's secure. The news said there's nobody coming through. Come on, man. Get your head out your behind. Get off the boo-boo and realize what's going on. Because as we were sitting there watching The Sound of Freedom. I should check out my page. As we were sitting there watching The Sound of Freedom, you're seeing this powerful story about these siblings. I don't want to ruin it, but y'all must go watch The Sound of Freedom. But, you know, obviously it's based on Tim Ballard, how he was at DHS and he had to quit his job to actually rescue kids and actually like start going after this trafficking issue that nobody covers. Nobody knows. Nobody knows it's a $33 billion whole industry. And my homie Juan was telling me, like, to put in perspective, the airline, I guess the American airline industry is only $22 billion. So these people are using up, violating, exploiting, enslaving, abusing, doing all kind of bad stuff to women and kids, but obviously the movie is specifically about a pair of siblings, a brother and a sister, and Tim Ballard's heroism as to trying to like save them while taking out a couple pervs and bad guys. So yeah, man. So while you have this open border and you're aware of this human trafficking issue, it's like the people that are profiting from that, they love that this stuff ain't on the news. Like they love that ain't nobody talking about this stuff. Like they're like, oh, business finna be good. You know what I mean? The normies still don't know. Like if we had a real news, what you call it? Like if we had a real, real media, real journalism, if we had real news, like not just little cucks kissing up to the system and the status quo and to the party. If we had like a real media, then the same way they try to scare people about climate and, you know, pandemic numbers, they could easily talk about this human trafficking issue a whole lot more. Like, oh, hey, by the way, let's keep a track of these numbers. This many kids missing right now in Harris County since the start of the year. This many kids missing in Texas. Look at all these kids missing over here, and start to look into it so that these SVU units or ICE, like a lot of Latinos and Chicanos, they think it's fly. A lot of Mexicans, they think it's fly to just be like, and I was like this too, and to an extent, right? Like just ignorant to where you're just kind of like, think it's cool to just like make fun of ICE, make fun of La Migra, kind of like, you know, all hating as ICE, because you just thinking that they're just going around deporting people's parents and separating families. That's the only part they want you to focus on. They don't want you to know that it's ICE's job. Like once people get past the interior, once they're in a community already and they acting a fool, they doing some stuff they're not supposed to be doing. Well, that's ICE's job to come in, you know, because it's like, think about it. If somebody's here illegally and they acting a fool, well, you're trying to catch them first before they get in. You know what I mean? This isn't for people with actual asylum claims. This isn't for like actual refugees, because a lot of the people that's coming in right now are not actual. Like they don't even qualify. They just coming in because they done heard a lot of them economic migrants. Like, oh, I heard it's wide open right now. I heard Brandon said, you know, this is who we are, surge of the border. That boy literally said, surge the border. And everybody forgot, like, it's closed, fool. The border's secure, bro. What are you talking about? It's been like that. That's the most annoyingest damn thing. And hopefully they'll wake up and change their tune. But anyway, let's see what's cracking over here in my notifications. Carlos Rossi MC, he's chiming in on my John Guzmán thing. He said he's a batshit crazy far left psycho. Hope that helps. Everyone's clowning him. They're like, man, dude's a clown. Stevie Capone, he put a gif of me just shaking my head, like a little 8-second video of me just like, boy, what the hell wrong with that dude, bro? What the hell wrong with Jim? What's his name? John Leguizamo. Oklahoma City coming up next. Oklahoma City. I wonder how many Latinos got triggered. Just the fact that I love America and I posted, you know, USA, man, land of opportunity. Happy 4th. We had a great 4th of July. It's been raining. It rained today. It rained yesterday. It rained the day before yesterday. But my daughter's birthday was a success either way. And 4th of July was a blast. I commented about Sound of Freedom when I was like, hey, I watched it last night. I'm sure no one from Latino Hollywood will post about it. So I'm hoping I'm wrong. But, you know, George Lopez is not. Leguizamo is not. Eva Longoria is not. Edward James Olmos, more than likely not. Very sad, very unfortunate, very unfortunate. Let's see. There's so much going on as usual. And of course, we'll cover a lot more. on the private episodes, man. If you're trying to join, if you're trying to see what all the action is about, make sure y'all hit it up. Hit it up, man. Patreon. Hit up the Patreon. Patreon.com. Let me get that information up. Patreon.com/RedPillTamales. I thought I had something typed up for that, but apparently I do not. It's all good. Oklahoma City. Don't forget, get your tickets. Like, the show is tomorrow. So a lot of y'all going to be hearing this, and it's going to be already passed. But if you got people in OKC, let them know we are coming. Me, Javi Luna, Juan Perez, can't wait. I'm going to bring the little nub, my little extra cigar, the little piece of leftover cigar. I don't even know if that's customary to try. They're like, bro, you're not supposed to make a roach. You're not supposed to, like, smoke it all the way down. I mess around, man, and start getting cigar accessories. You know, I might not have a humidor right away, but I might could get me like a little torch lighter. All right, this is good news right here. Tim Pool tweeted, go see Sound of Freedom. Intro is brutal. I think half the theater was crying for like 45 minutes. I missed the intro. That means I got to go watch it again. I missed the intro because my wife and my daughter, they were so excited to be in a movie theater that they're like, oh, we got to order this and some of them and then pretzel bites right there and some of that and pour me up a half and half icy. You know, I want half blue, half Coca-Cola icy. They was trying to get some of that food coloring and high fructose in the system. Wow, look at that. Jack Posobiec said the intro is one of the toughest things I've had to watch. Bro, I can't believe I missed the intro, bro. No manches. Still a great film. Really well done. Because when you're trying to tackle a subject and you're trying to make like a story based off true events and, you know, actual people, it's like, how do you focus? How do you synthesize all that into one story that's really going to reach people, like touch people, get them to become storytellers and tell people like, yo, there's more people in slavery now than there ever was, even when it was legal. Like, slavery is not dead. Hella sad, man. This stuff is hella sad. Let me see what's going on. Turning Point, they got an event coming up. Who they got? They got Matt Gaetz up there. What? Oh, snap. Hold on now. Where is this going to be at? West Palm Beach. Okay, I got to hit my people up from Turning Point. Like, hey, man, what's up? What y'all got? What y'all got on my flights and my tickets? They got Trompitas up there. Tucker Carlson going to be there. Dan Bongino, Steve Bannon, Charlie Kirk, Josh Hawley, J.D. Vance, Matt Gaetz, Harmeet Dhillon, Vivek Ramaswamy, Benny Johnson, Scott Pressler. Damn, they got every Lauren Bober, Jack Posobiec, Mike Lindell, and more to be announced soon, Big Don. Damn, son. Shout out to Vivek Ramaswamy. I could actually scroll up and tell you, but he moved up in the polls, and Meatball, what's the name? Ron DeSanctimonious. Meatball Ron. He needs a personality transplant. he's like right behind Meatball Ron, kinfolk. Governor Beast Mode. Get your stuff together. You should have waited, bro. You was disloyal, Big Dog. You down bad. You down bad, Meatball Ron. Trompita said, hey, cuh. Hold on, man. Let me get back in the saddle, Big Dog. You know what time it is. Come on now. You over here. What you doing? Those are rhinoceros type tactics. But Vivek, y'all got to check him out on, he was on the Breakfast Club, and I get so frustrated with those people, bro. Like, they're just like, oh my God. Like, I just wanted them to ask him about the corporate woke stuff, like the DEI scores, and I wanted them to mention, like, bring it up. Like, hey, you know, Ice Cube wanted to meet with both parties, and he had a contract with Black America. Vivek, you know, as you campaign, you know, will you, would you, what do you think about meeting up with Ice Cube and considering some of these things he's bringing to the table so that the Black community can take their vote and make it really use leverage and make it really mean something and at least bluff to the Democrats. That way you can at least bluff. Like, if you're going to vote Democrat anyway, at least as a community, just show that you're shopping around. At least show that they got to work for your vote instead of just being complacent and being like, yeah, we ain't got time for you, bro. We helping out other communities. But they didn't do all that. They didn't talk to him about those things. They were just kind of like, well, a lot of people say capitalism causes poverty. And well, we had to create affirmative action legislation in order to even have a fair shake. So now that they took it away, we're back to square one. And the lady that was on there, she was basically trying to be a mind reader. She was like, Vivek, I think you're just doing this for a publicity stunt. And also, I think you're going to be more extreme just so these white folk can accept you. And it's like, what? Which one is it? Boy, andale, look at France. Hundreds of Catholics gathering. Yeah, man, the Muslims over there ain't going to like that. Did y'all see the footage of the French white woman who was on her knees pleading to the cops not to arrest the rioters and looters and, you know, whatever you want to call them? She was just like, no, s'il vous plaît, no. Like, the white guilt was strong in that one, boy. She was not happy. She was not a happy camper that they were having to arrest people that were blowing stuff up and shooting stuff and firing stuff and stealing and doing this and acting a fool. And she's like, no, no, c'est racisme, c'est racisme, sacre bleu, racisme. Anyway, let's see what else is cracking like it. Shout out to homie Jack Posobiec, man. All right, here we go. I'm telling you, he be retweeting fire stuff, and I get to talk about it real simply like this. The Hill tweeted, biotech entrepreneur Vivek Ramaswamy's support has grown from 8% to 10%, while Governor Meatball Ron DeSantis, his support has dropped from 19% in May to 16%, according to a new poll. So, yeah, man, I think DeSantis was doing pretty damn good with a lot of the stuff he was doing. But, you know, it's like, damn, bro, you can't wait your turn, man. Golly. You know what I'm saying? Golly, boy, what you doing? There's something going on with these nuclear power plants in Ukraine. I don't know a whole lot about that. I guess they're saying that, like, landmines might be around there. Or might not. Oh, man. They're clowning Brandon, bro. Brandon and Jill posted a thing where they're watching the fireworks. And it's like, people were saying, man, this is like a retirement home ad or like some dementia medicine ad. So it looks like they busted into the home of Wagner. See you soon. Spetsnaz forces search Wagner's cheap. I'm sorry. Start that shit over. Spetsnaz's forces. I don't know what the hell that is. Russian forces. They search Wagner's chief Yevgeny Prigozhin's mansion in St. Petersburg. Some interesting finds. Damn, he got all that in his mansion, son. Gold bars and. What is all that? Is that cash? What is that? Is that all money, my boy? Is that money? A la madre. Son, they got vans and vans full of money. Could that some, I don't know, where is that coming from, my boy? That look like he over there kicking it with Zelensky with that kind of money. Yeah, so Vivek Ramaswamy now trails Ron DeSantis for 2024 GOP nomination by just 6%. How y'all feel about that? I know a lot of people really, really like Ron DeSantis because the promise is he's like Trump, but without all the character flaws. You know, he's like Trump, but without the drama. So that's how they're trying to pitch him. It's like, it's still Trumpism, but without Trump. It's Trump-like policies, but, you know, he's nicer. You know, he's still going to get the job done, but he ain't going to tweet mean or whatever. It's like, he's still tough, but he ain't going to stir the pot. I don't know. I don't know what his campaign promises are, but I think it's very interesting that Vivek is actually gaining steam, whereas Ron DeSantis is like a failure to launch. Again, I wish Vivek would have gone into the Breakfast Club prepared. I was tweeting him all kind of stuff. Like, bro, you're not going to get a fair shot on these shows. Like, you think The View going to give you a fair shot? You think Joy Behar and Whoopi going to be like, all right, Vivek. So yeah, tell us about, you know, oh, that's interesting. Oh, okay. Wow. That's pretty good. I didn't think you, oh, wow. I never heard. Oh, that's cool. Wow. They're not going to do that. They're not going to like, you know, benefit of the doubt and be like, oh, that's really, wow. You know what? That makes a lot of sense. They're just like, yeah. I think you just want to do this for PR. Yeah. I think you're going to be more extreme just so they can accept you. And, were you student council? Because Chris Christie was, you ain't do student council. That's how they were talking to him on the Breakfast Club. You were sitting around. Bro, they literally told Vivek Ramaswamy, bro, this old uncouth, trifling ass woman. She was like, my ancestors built this country. And then your family just brought you over here, and then you was just sitting around. All of a sudden, you want to run for president. He's like, I wasn't sitting around, and my parents didn't bring me here. I was born in Ohio. Son, I want to light up that cigar so bad, but I'm going to wait, man. I'm going to wait till right before the show, man. Looking forward to Oklahoma City, Bricktown Comedy Club. Shout out to OKC, man. Shout out to the homie Rose, RoseBaby88 on Instagram. Give him a follow. Super cool dude. I hope to work with him some more. I think the track came out fire. It's called, he named it Beans and Rice. It's got a Fito Olivares sample. He just got 1 million views on like his last music video. It's, you know, it's got a crunk cumbia type of beat. Mi Mero Mole, I appreciate him thinking about me for the song and putting me on the song. I got another track coming with Dat Boy T. We got stuff coming. You know, we gonna get situated. You know, I done got my beard dyed. New beard. What? Come on now. New beard. Who this? You might mess around, see me dropping a couple music videos since my beard be feeling so young. My beard is like 22, and my beard be having energy to shoot music videos. So hopefully my body could keep up. Candace Owens said, well done, Vivek Ramaswamy. I think it's interesting, man, that, he's really on the grind. You know, he's really, making waves and, you know, communicating well. He's super smart. I mean, I'm still team Trumpitas, you know, don't get it twisted up, my boy. But you know, it's just something, I guess, because that DeSantis Trump rivalry, it got so like kind of heated with like some nicknames and a couple ads, and you know, they using AI stuff in the ads and just trying to like, it's kind of unfortunate because it's splitting so many people on the right, where it's like, you know, I'm just tired of Trump's antics and I just want to, you know, just want a more traditional type of GOP kind of guy. And that's what we got to go with, and, you know, or whatever. And then you got these Trump people that's like, man, this old rhino ass, disloyal looking ass boy, lifts on the shoes, head ass boy. And they're just going back and forth. Look at old meatball Ron, head ass, need a personality transplant. Can't get right, Ron. And then you see these polls shifting. It's like, okay. And look at this over here on the right. It says Trump versus DeSantis war. Who's the next president? I guess they're having spaces thing. What is this right here? Real America's Voice tweeted, "This is an enormous blow to the censorship industrial complex." Darren Beatty joins Posobiec to discuss the temporary injunction against federal agencies who were bullying social media companies to censor speech on their platforms. So it's heating up, man. I guess they told the White House, hey, man, y'all can't be over here pulling up on Twitter and them, bro. You can't be over here running up in Facebook. You got all these people over here working at Snapchat, wherever they at. The Twitter files revealed so much, but yet we ain't get to see the Google files, the YouTube files, the Pinterest files, these files, them, all the files. I don't know if y'all remember, like recently, during all these debacles where people had an opinion, people had a perspective, people were trying to point stuff out, and it was just like, here come the fact checkers. Can't say that. It's a damn shame. That's a funny ass meme. Let me go ahead and click it. Make it bigger. I retweeted that stuff. I retweeted that. Let's see how it pulls up. Does it pull it in? Okay, it expanded a little bit. Let me describe the video. It looks like an overweight woman, like at a river or a lake. I'm not outdoorsy. I guess that would be a lake, or a slow moving ass river. I don't know. It's a body of water, and she like loses her balance. She's running towards the cliff. She basically looks like she twisted her ankle, scraped her front of her legs, and belly flopped. It was just a fail. And the caption is, Joe Biden trying to get through a sentence, be like. I mean, are we allowed to point that out? Or they just be like, no, it's not. It's a stutter. Here come the fact checkers. No, it's not. It's a stutter. Don't stop saying that. No, stop. It's a stutter. No manches. Get your merch, man. Ooh, we got some fire merch coming. ChingoTheMerch.com. We trying to get all the stuff up there. I got to have pictures taken of some of these items. There's a bundle we're trying to drop. Just go take a look. There's like some new t-shirt designs that are coming. A couple designs that are like we had this one patriotic one, but we couldn't get it up. It wouldn't finalize. There faltaba something light was missing. And we wanted to add it to the web store, to chingothemerch.com, in time for 4th of July. But, you know, I want it to be year round. Like, you just want to represent something that got the flag colors and something light, algo así medio patriotic, carnal. You know, anyway, you know the thing. Yeah, man, Sound of Freedom is trending. Very interesting, man. Very interesting. Looking forward to a lot of these tour days. Let me put the tour days back up. I'm looking forward to these tour days, man. Look at this. Bam! Look at all those beautiful cities, man. I mean, we ain't got it crack-a-lacking like, you know what I'm saying? Like how we had it before the lockdowns. You know what I'm saying? We're trying to get it back to that type of level. We're trying to get it back to that kind of level. Meaning, like, we just trying to, you know, everything's been so discombobulated. Like, you know, just pivoting, just prioritizing the tour. It was just a different world before all this madness. I mean, there's a music video we dropped right before the lockdowns. It was a song. It's called Bolis on My Wrist. I regret naming it that because it's hard to search. But anyway, the song's like, cumbia, let it bump. Look at that. I don't even remember the lyrics. But anyway, at the end of the video, it's just scrolling of tour dates. And my wife, I forget how she describes it, the feeling she gets. where she's just like, bro, you just made my blood pressure go up. Because it feels like all that was, obviously, you know, like, well, and some would argue like, well, bro, they were, they had to, they didn't know, they were trying to, they did what they had to do. They didn't know they had to lock us down 14 days. Que la chingada. But I promise you, if you go watch the end of that video, it's just cities, dates, weekends, city. It was like going viral tour, boom. And even going viral as a tour name was like, kind of like, ooh, did you know why it's called viral? But anyway, we're blessed. We're grateful for these tour dates that we do have coming up. Shout out to Willie Barcena, man. He got me featuring for him. I'm looking forward to doing that. That's going to be a huge honor for me. Also opening up for Chris Bedez, man. August 18th, Carlsbad, New Mexico, and August 19th in Odessa, Texas. So, man, you never know, man. He might bring me up on stage, start freestyle rapping over one of their beats. You never know. After McAllen, we have Chicago, and then we have Arlington, Ontario, California, Carlsbad, New Mexico, Odessa, Texas, of course, Austin, Texas, Cap City, what it do, San Diego, Denver, and then a whole weekend. Well, we got a whole weekend in Denver as well, but a whole weekend in San Antonio, man. So anytime I'm doing a whole weekend, like Arlington, those are the only weekends I have left. Arlington, Denver. Looks like San Diego's 2 days. Oh, that might be what? Bro, there's this jiu-jitsu gym I'd like to check out, man. And like San Diego, they got all these, man, hold on now. San Diego got a fire 10th planet out there. Denver got a fire 10th planet. San Antonio got a fire 10th planet. I've been there. Who knows? We'll hit it up. We're going to hit something up. In Arlington, I might find me a Gracie gym. And of course, where I attend in Houston, it's up under a Gracie. But it's Urban Jungle. Shout out to Urban Jungle, man. But hey, that will conclude today's public episode. I know I ranted. I know I was all over the place. I know I was testing energy drinks for the first time. I'm not really a big energy drink kind of guy. I used to slang pre-workout back in the day when I felt like, oh, I really need this for the gym. You know, now, you know, if you go in the morning, you want some coffee. You know, sometimes people do herbal refreshment before the gym, you know. But hey, I enjoy it. Hey, Jocko, holla at your boy. If you want to sponsor the podcast, hit us up, man. Just email marisol@chingobling.com. And a shout out to our sponsors, man. Mary's Creek Cattle Company. I'm always tagging them on Instagram when I see reports and articles about like something sketchy going on with meat. Like they selling the clone meat, or they banning this kind of meat, or they pulling out these insect-based products and all that type of stuff. I just tag them at M3CTX. M3C. We still have a lot of the beef that we purchased from them. Like, I forget what date I purchased it, but we still got a whole lot. I mean, we put a dent in it. Like, the freezer ain't as full as it was, but it's super delicious, super healthy, humanely raised right here in Texas, grass finished beef. You just put down your $400 deposit. You just hit up their website, m3ctx.com. Also, shout out to Pie Tequila. They're sponsoring all my Texas tour dates, and I'm really looking forward to that. I, as a customer, have been looking for Pie Tequila, but it always sells out everywhere all the time. Even when I performed at House of Blues, they were like, Chingo, we done call about 4 or 5 specs, and people loving it, they buying it up. So hit them up, man, PieTequila.com. All right, y'all. Thank y'all so much for tuning in, and I'm going to upload this. Peace.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit EnergyCitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.